You know which side they come out? Okay.
An amputee argues on his cell phone with a local government official about an invasion by cattle herders into a field he owns. Next to him, another war amputee, Sia Monsari, says amputees get no respect.
With the suffer, with the begging in the streets, we get the energy in our body, but we don't get the hands for do the work. So we appeal to the government.
Amputees are angry. A long-awaited government reparation program has yet to start. Monsari explains they are also harassed by former rebels.
Too much delay is dangerous. Too much delay is dangerous. People in the provoke the amputees.
A Sierra Leonean journalist explains what Monsari goes on to say in the Creole language.
He's saying that some of the ex-combatants that committed these crimes are still provoking them whilst they are suffering. And then people are not doing anything for that. And he wants strictly that if they don't stop, maybe they'll cause another chaos. They are saying that we've chopped your hands off, and we're still working like you people in the streets. Nobody asked us.
One of the many children in the courtyard here is doing laundry rather than going to school. The families of 14 amputees live here in houses built during the post-war resettlement program. 52-year-old Sokoya Kargbo has 12 children. He used to be a farmer, but his right arm was cut off by rebels in 1998.
We picking them ourselves for go school. They don't look traumatized because they don't get better.
He says he has been promised help to send his children to school. He says former combatants got money and job training during the disarmament program, which is more than what he got. Government officials say the reparations program has more than $3 million to work with, and the initial plan is to make sure all war amputees get housing. Officials say that out of 960 amputee and severely war-wounded people registered nationally, 500 have already been provided with housing. These houses are usually bunched together in settlements outside towns, like here in McKinney. This is unfortunate, according to human rights activist Jibril Masiba.
If they would have been supported in their original homes, they would have been easily, naturally reintegrated into society. But because of the design of the project, they have been separated from the rest of the communities, and the stigma will still continue with them.
Ba from the Center for Democracy and Human Rights wants the families of war amputees to get government support for health benefits and school tuition.
So what you will advise in this case, more or less, Mr. Ture Fogo...
The government official in charge of the reparation program in the north, Sanku Fofana, dismisses criticism of his work.
The amputees, they are saying that much has not been done for them, and they are expecting more. But government is trying by all possible means to put modalities in place how to address the issues of the amputees, right? So I won't say that they are not being sensitized, but an hungry man is all the time looking out for something more, asking for more and more.
He says the bigger the body part hacked off, the bigger the compensation award the amputee will receive. Some victims, Fofana said, had their tongue or ear hacked off and will receive less money than those who had an arm or leg hacked off. During the decade-long war, rebels and pro-government militia hacked off body parts of civilian victims as a warning to other survivors. Fofana says amputee victims will also be given ID cards that will give them free access to government hospitals and transport. Fofana says war victims of sexual violence also need help, and he is asking for patience.
Sierra Leoneans are very committed. If you can only recall again, during the time of the war, right, the DDR program, it was a success story. And I do believe that the reparation also is going to be a success story. The program right now that I am talking to you, it is on course.
One of the challenges is to differentiate between war amputees and amputees from before the war, who are trying to get the new benefits. Some of these include people accused of being thieves, who had their limbs chopped off for stealing. Nonetheless, human rights activist Ba says it is very important for the program to start quickly, so some of the nightmares of war victims can be alleviated.
If they are supported, well taken care of, they will not think a lot about what has happened to them. But when isolated, when not supported, then the pain you know, will occur at any time in their minds. They will still continue to think about the bad old days.
One amputee said when he looks down at his missing arm, he sometimes believes it also represents the help he is receiving, he says, just like a void. Nico Columbant, VOA News, McKinney, Sierra Leone.